O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, October 20th, 2015. Wow, has it been an incredible month already, and we're already off to a fantastic week start with yesterday's special guest, Stephanie Fast. For those of you that were tuned in for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I know you were blessed by her God-honoring story and testimony. Stephanie Fast is an author and international speaker, and she's coming to our area on Monday night, November 2nd. She'll be presenting at Grace Church of Muhammad at 7 p.m., sponsored by Loving Shepherd Ministries. And yesterday you captured her heart for the orphan, for children neglected throughout the world, as she herself was unwanted, orphaned, left for dead, and yet God rescued her and redeemed her, and it was just a wonderful time to have her share her story over the air. Also yesterday we had a singing men rehearsal. It was our dress rehearsal for we'll be singing this Sunday night at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church on Mattis Avenue in Champaign. This will be our last concert of the season, as throughout the rest of this month and all of November and early December, we'll be focusing on Christmas selections, and we'll launch into our first Christmas concert on Sunday night, December 6th at the Victory Church in Camargo. But last night's rehearsal was very energetic, as we're really pumped to share this Sunday. And we got a great lineup of music, bringing out some of the old and sharing some of the new with soloists and quartets. So it'll be a great way to close out this Sunday's Lord's Day. So invite a friend and family members and come on out this Sunday night, 6 p.m., to the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church in Urbana. More to say about that in a few minutes. As I mentioned yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I didn't even get to recap the wonderful time I had at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad, as that congregation has sponsored this radio station for close to 15, 17, for many years, supporting us monthly. And so once a year, I give a little 10-minute overview of what God's been doing through this radio ministry. And so I just gave them a snapshot of what's gone on throughout just this month, these first 20-plus days of October. And so in a few minutes, I'll recap for you that overview testimony that I gave. As all glory goes to God, but credit goes to you that faithfully support this radio ministry and pray for it and volunteer and share word of mouth so that others can be blessed by our God-honoring programming. But first, yesterday I had about a 5.5-minute conversation with Bridget Lee Kalfas. She's the advertising and publicity director for the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, as there's a lot of upcoming family-friendly events there. And you may have heard some radio spots announcing the CU Symphony that'll be presenting Haydn's The Creation this Saturday night at 7:30. And so if you stay with me to the end of the broadcast, I'll have a free pair of tickets to give away. So there'll be two chances during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and at the same time when I announce it's time to call in the evening. So let me first share with you my conversation as recorded in its entirety with Bridget yesterday, as she invites the Great News Radio listeners to learn more about Krannert, their Uncork series, the upcoming Me and My Shadow, as presented by the Patch Theater Company, that's coming up in about 3 weeks, and other shows like The Nutcracker and other musicals. So here's my conversation, as recorded yesterday, with Bridget Lee Kalfas, Advertising and Publicity Director of the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts.
Hi, Mark. It's such a wonderful opportunity to be able to speak with the Great News Radio listeners. You know, here at Krannert Center, we really value bringing these performing arts opportunities to our entire community, and we know how powerful they can be, especially for families, to have the opportunity to connect around the performing arts.
I know, Bridget, coming up soon is the Patch Theater Company, Me and My Shadows, and when I showed this to my 6.5-year-old, she said, Daddy, Daddy, can we have a daddy-daughter day and go to that? So we're excited about it, but share what the listener, what our Great News Radio listening family can enjoy or what they'll witness or see when they attend.
Well, what the Great News Radio listeners can experience is an award-winning theater. Patch Theater comes to us all the way from Australia, where they're very renowned throughout the media and with audiences alike. This piece, called Me and My Shadow, is about a young girl, and she encounters her shadow in real life and befriends it, And it's really about those childhood journeys, about creating friendships and relationships, about learning about themselves, about finding autonomy and self-esteem. And it's all created through a really fantastical imagery, a kind of quirky performance style, and a very intriguing musical score as well. And I think it's really going to resonate with audiences. And we sure hope that many of the Great News Radio listeners will be able to join us on November 18th for this great performance.
Now, how can they get tickets, and is there a website or phone number to call?
Absolutely. You can visit KranertCenter.com, or you can call the ticket office at 217-333-6280. The adult tickets are $24, and our youth tickets are just $10. And in fact, at Krannert Center, youth tickets are never more than $10 for any of our performances, because we really do want to keep these performances accessible for families and audiences of all ages.
That's KranertCenter.com. KranertCenter.com, or you can call 217-333-6280. That's 217-333-6280. Now, Bridget, I know on Thursdays there's a unique activity that goes on in the lobby, and it's always exciting because sometimes it's jazz or it's a variety of music or presentations. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you're talking about Krannert Uncorked. That series is from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursdays, pretty much all year round. And on the first and third Thursday of every month, we also have live music. And as you said, we have a great variety from jazz to Baroque to show tunes to a little bit of everything. For me as a parent, I think it's a great opportunity to actually bring the kids along and expose them to a lot of different kinds of music. It's sort of a low-risk thing. It's a free event. The kids can run around the lobby. You can have cheese and crackers. And it's really a nice social outing for the whole family. And we really find that a lot of people in our community use it as a resource to introduce young audiences to new kinds of music and to just get out of the house. Boy, especially in the winter months when it gets cold, it's nice to just come over here and run around a little bit.
Well, I loved it. In fact, we were picking up tickets a few weeks ago. Esther just got done with her ballet class, and we walked in, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? And it was a really neat presentation, and there was crackers and cheese, and she was twirling around and dancing to the music. It was just classic. I think people were being entertained by watching her. But this is all free parking. It's conveniently located right there on campus, and I just think it's a wonderful thing on Thursday nights. You said from 5 to 7 p.m.?
That's right, 5 to 7 p.m. every Thursday night. And as you said, the parking is easy, covered parking, and it's free. So it really is an accessible event. So I certainly hope many of your Great News Radio listeners will come out and join us for Krannert Uncorked soon.
Now, is there a website, or where can they find out what's being presented on any given Thursday?
Yeah, the same place, KrannertCenter.com. And if you go to our search area, you can just put in Uncorked, or you can go to our calendar area and look at that particular Thursday, and that'll give you the lineup of musicians and also which wine vendors are sampling selections that week.
Well, we're excited about Me and My Shadow. That's coming Wednesday night, November 18th. It's a 7 p.m. presentation, and that'll be hosted in the Tryon Festival Theater right there in Krannert. Free parking. It'll be a great evening for the family. And I also know you have other things going on, like the Nutcracker coming in December. So is it just best for the Great News Radio listeners to stop by KrannertCenter.com and look at all the options and variety of programs?
Yeah, that's a great place to start, by visiting KrannertCenter.com or calling our ticket office. We also have something called Event Mail that you can sign up for on our website, and that's a weekly email that comes out every Thursday around noon that gives you the update on everything that's going on at the center, so you can find out about great programs like Patch Theater Company, the upcoming performances of the Nutcracker, the Mustfield Festival Ballet that's coming in January, and the many, many programs that are offered throughout every season here at Krannert Center.
Well, Bridget, I know you never have a dull moment there. You're busy about organizing things, getting everything ready for the community to come and enjoy an evening at Krannert. I know you even have free tours.
We do them every day, often weekdays at 3 p.m. when classes in session. They start at the patron services desk in the lobby, and again, that's completely free service. This is really a special facility, and we certainly enjoy sharing it with everyone in our community. So come and take a tour and learn a little bit more about what we do here. So I encourage all of the Great News Radio listeners to visit KrannertCenter.com or to give us a call at 217-333-6280.
That was Bridget Lee Kalfas. She's the Advertising and Publicity Director for the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. I had about a 5.5-minute conversation with her yesterday, and you heard that in its entirety. And I told Bridget I love to give away tickets to our Great News Radio listeners. What can you do for me? And so we're working right now on tickets for me and my shadow. We'll see if I can announce a giveaway in the next week or two. But at the end of today's broadcast, I'll have a call in, don't call yet, for a pair of tickets to this Saturday night's October 24th, 7:30 p.m. of the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra's Haydn's Creation. There'll be three special soloists from the University of Illinois Oratorial Society, and the creation is one of the most dramatic, joyous, and colorful works ever to spring from the lively genius of Joseph Haydn. So stay with me to the end of this broadcast, and we'll have a pair of tickets to give away. Well, as mentioned, last night we had a wonderful rehearsal, our dress rehearsal for this Sunday night's concert at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church. And we closed out our two-hour session singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. So I'll share that selection with you as recorded live at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts shortly after 9/11. And this was a few days after that attack on our country. And we shared the stage with the Varsity Men's Glee Club under the direction and leadership of Dr. Barrington Coleman. We'll also close out our concert this Sunday night at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church singing the song. So we hope you'll come out and join us and be inspired by the very message of the song, for the Lord is marching on.
Oh,
Well, that was the Singing Men of GNN, as recorded live at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts a few days after 9/11. And I love that arrangement and the powerful message. And I hope you can join us this Sunday night as we'll sing it at the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church. It's a 6 p.m. concert, free, so invite your friends and family members and enjoy an evening of worship closing out the Lord's Day. Well, as mentioned, when I opened up the program this past Sunday, I had the opportunity to share about the radio ministry at the Community Evangelical Free Church of Mahomet. That's where my Wednesday and Friday co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffo, pastors. And that church has been monthly supporters of this radio ministry for, I don't know, for at least 15 or so years. But I didn't get to talk about it at all yesterday, as I had my interview with Stephanie Fast. And by the way, that is archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link. But people did fill out Voice Listener Radio surveys, and so prizes will go to Melba, also known as Mindy Reif. She lives in Mahomet, loves all the music, listens to WGNN, has prayed for the ministry, told others about the ministry. And we'll send you a gift, Mindy, in the next few days. And that'll also include an appetizer coupon to one of my favorite restaurants, the Texas Roadhouse. The next winner, Lois Reed. She lives in Mahomet, actually a neighbor across the river and through the woods. And you'll make it to Lois Reed's home. She appreciates Midday Connection, Alistair Begg, Crawford Loritz, enjoys contemporary music and has listened for about 15 years. Listed some other things, and we'll get a gift off to you, Lois. And our final winner, Rich Zanders, married to June, has listened for a few years. How did you discover Great News Radio? From Mark Burns. Yeah, probably one of those Sundays I shared. Which reminds me, I'll give you some quick highlights of how I bragged up you in this radio ministry this past Sunday. I had about 10 minutes to share, and thank you God for Pastor Jason. He put together my first ever PowerPoint presentation. You'd think after 20 years with this radio ministry, we would have had many of these, but he began displaying our God Listens, You Can Too logo that lists the four frequencies. And in fact, many times if you come to radio events, you can get a little sticker, and we call it Wear It and Win. Tell us how you introduce someone to the station, call it in, and you may in fact win a prize. And so I shared how incredible it's been being in our 20th year of broadcasting the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and the many incredible ways that God touches lives through the broadcast, radio events, our Singing Men concerts, trips to Israel, teaching nights, and other fun events and outings that the station puts together. I then had a slide that showed a postcard that was recently received by this radio ministry. It came from the Community Evangelical Church of Mahomet, and it said, "Heading into the 20th year of ministry may seem hectic, but the Lord will lead, guide, care, and provide as He always has. Your job is to proclaim, looking forward to what the next number of years hold. Blessings, Pastor Jason," with a smiley face. And I use that kind of as the theme of the whole presentation. Hectic might be an understatement, as I then began to highlight just what has happened in the last 20 or so days. But we do always try to remain true to proclaiming the good news message of Jesus through our threefold goals to educate, edify, and evangelize. Next up was the graphic shown on our 2020 challenge flyer. And I let everyone know about the fact that we're 100% listener supported, that we don't have any ongoing commercial announcements or business promotional spots. We never preempt programming or music to host fall or spring share-a-thons, that our total income comes from listeners. And so we thought up the 2020 challenge some months back and have had such a positive response, and it's raised many needed funds that already went to fixing our WGNJ transmitter, some equipment upgrades that we needed, additional funds to increase staff, and the fact that we can kind of budget or count on these many donors to continue giving $20 a month for 20 months really helps. Now, others gave $400 all at once or said, "Hey, I'll commit to four $100 payments," but we've been so blessed by this 2020 challenge. Then the slide came up, "Happy Birthday," as we're entering our 20th year and will officially host a 20th birthday party at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana on the exact 20th birthday date, April 7th of 2016, And we'll have Dr. Erwin Lutzer from the Moody Church and host of Running to Win come down. He's the pastor at Moody Church, a national speaker, an author, and he'll be down to deliver a message. Phil Shepherd with the Moody Broadcasting Network will help MC the evening. The Singing Men will present four or five songs. We'll have our Great News Radio Theater troupe and some other special guests, along with serving cake and ice cream and many prizes to give away. So it was with great fanfare that we announced we have Lincoln Square Mall as our place to host this great event, which can accommodate many, many people. And probably in the coming weeks or month, we'll have a way to register. So be listening for details. Well, with all the workload increasing and all the behind-the-scenes work that needs to be done for this great 20th birthday celebration and the launching of that theater troupe, as mentioned, we increased the Great News Radio staff, so I had a photograph of Marianne Offenstein and Kate Freeman shown through this PowerPoint presentation. Marianne Offenstein, who you may have heard a few weeks ago, featured during Mark and Friends, is our project manager, and she oversees special events, marketing, and listener relations. Marianne will assist on a number of ministry-related projects with a focus on arrangements and sponsors for the 20th birthday celebration, along with helping develop special programming, encouraging you, our listeners, in a variety of ways, and lending a hand with the station's workload. Kate Freeman is our new director of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, and Kate will oversee and direct this theater troupe to God's glory. And I also interviewed her a few weeks back, and we see God using this new ministry to bring messages to life through the performing arts. We'll develop short vignettes and skits to be performed at Marketplace Mall and other venues to reach the general public and our radio listeners. Oftentimes we're thinking that during Singing Men concerts, we'll have the theater troupe share to enhance the whole evening's program. Probably during some upcoming Mark and Friends programs, you'll hear some live broadcasts from the theater troupe. They'll be featured at the 20th birthday celebration, as mentioned, maybe doing a skit or drama to fit with Dr. Erwin Lutzer's message. They'll be available to host presentations in schools and at other civic gatherings. So I listed some of the many ways. I won't reiterate them all now, but if you go to our archive programs page and you look for Kate Freeman's name and the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, you'll hear all the different ways we're praying up how God will use this new ministry in the days ahead. And in fact, yesterday, right before the Singing Men rehearsal, I picked up 1,000 of these little flyers that are called Acting in Faith. And they have a curtain there with a hand, and you'll see a cross in the background, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. And it goes, "We are looking for actors, musicians, publicists, and stage crew." And it talks about the theater troupe, ways to get involved, how we see God using it, how in the Old Testament, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Isaiah, to name a few, were prophets that used the performing arts to get God's message into the hearts of God's people. So we're excited how that's going to be launched in the days ahead. And in fact, if you stop by greatnewsradio.org, you'll see a theater troupe link, and you'll begin to learn more about this ministry through a questionnaire that we have there. Well, then I closed out our time highlighting the Singing Men of GNN, it being our 17th year. We're working on our third CD that we'll be presenting on the 25th. That's this Sunday night at 6 p.m. at the Mattis Avenue Free Methodist Church. So you're all invited to come out to that free concert. And then I pointed out we have three concerts in December where we'll feature God-honoring Christmas music, lifting high the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, beginning on December 6th at 6 p.m. through the Victory Church of Camargo. Then on Sunday, December 13th, we've been invited by the Rantoul Ministerial Association to present at the First Baptist Church of Rantoul at 6 p.m. And then on December 19th, one of our favorite concerts, and I think this is the 17th or 18th year in a row, that we'll put on a full Christmas concert in the food court at Marketplace Mall at noon. So there you have it. God's at work through this radio ministry, and thank you for being a partner with us through your prayers, through your financial support, through your listening ear, through communicating to others that Great News Radio can be their home on the dial for God-honoring music and teaching programs to His glory. And we just count it a privilege to serve you through these broadcasts. All right. Now, I mentioned early on, if you're still with me, that the third caller right now will get two tickets to this Saturday night's October 24th, 7:30 presentation of the Champaign-Urbana Symphony Orchestra presenting Haydn's The Creation. Call now. Third caller will get a pair of free tickets. Dial 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.